Hey guys, we're back for another episode of Drink Till We're Married. Pete Goddess is here.
Hey Cutie is here.
And tonight we are slightly celebrating because we have some great reviews.
Yes. From
the people that have been listening, our teenies.
That's our what we're going to call
our tribe, our teenies.
Yes, short for martinis. Don't get it twisted.
Right? So, I feel like, you know, in keeping with award season.
Yes. Oh, yes.
That, you know, we have to give thanks. So this is like 6 months into it. And so I'm doing my full Taraji Henson. You going to give me time. I've waited.
No. What'd she say? Oh, you going to wait.
I've waited 20 years.
Yes. You going to wait.
Get off my train.
Yeah.
So I like to thank the Academy. Because it was just an honor to be nominated. No, but for real, it was an honor to work with Hey Cutie and to actually get this idea off the ground. So we want to read to you guys first and foremost, because you got to start with the best, right? Don't
yes.
save the best for the last. Do what? The best first.
Do the best first. Hit it. Let's see.
So we've gotten some awesome reviews on iTunes, two of which I'm going to read for you guys. One is from Lana P. Wells.
Lana.
I think it depends on where you're from.
True.
Depends on where you're from. Mm-hmm. I'm from the South. Lana. And her review is, drink until you're married. Turn down for what? Love you guys. Do it like only you ladies can do it.
Awesome.
Love you too.
Yes, we do.
And then our next reviewer is Siobhan. Because she's like four N's in there. So it's like Siobhan.
Right.
The title of her review is The Next Big Thing in Podcast. These two women tackle everything and make it so funny and relatable. Whether it's real life, relationships, or their take on the media, they discuss it all. Very fun, fresh, and edgy.
Thank you.
So, keep the reviews coming. What you got, Hey Cutie?
I have a comment from Twitter from Shimmy. It says, when I'm listening to DTWM podcast, I always find myself adding my opinion like they can hear me or something.
That's okay, girl. Do it.
Yes. And also hit the website. So you can also leave your comments on the actual podcast post on our website as well as SoundCloud. So I do have another review from SoundCloud. And this one was left on episode 24, The Singles Guide to Gift Giving. And Push and Pull left this comment. So they said, I love this podcast. The topics, advice, and humor is on point, but dot, dot, dot.
But,
and it's very good feedback. It says, I'm sorry, you guys smack too much. You know.
What are you talking about?
We do that often. Since perhaps don't eat or drink close to the mic. Again, I'm sorry. Push and pull, we still appreciate your feedback. Thank you so much for being so honest and real with us. And we will definitely do our best to try not to smack in the mic.
Look, but I'm these from the drinks. South. You can't take me nowhere.
Look at, but these drinks be so good.
She do be on the drinks. She do be on the drinks. So speaking of the drinks, yes. What are we drinking on tonight?
So again, keeping with trying to, you know, stay fit and trim without having to give up alcohol completely.
3 weeks to the cruise.
Girl.
11 months to the altar.
Ooh, so we got to get it happen. Okay, so we're drinking a tequila gimlet, which is 2 ounces of tequila with fresh lime juice. The recipe, you can add like stevia for, you know, if you want to sweeten it a little bit. But we didn't add sugar to ours.
No, sugar free.
Yes, I did add a little seltzer because I kind of was a heavy pour on the tequila tonight.
Kind of a heavy pour.
But with a fresh lime garnish, of course.
It's good. It's really good.
Cheers.
It's really, really good. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Look at all that progress. Oh, you did it.
Sorry, push and pull. I'm definitely trying now. I am.
We are here doing the best we can. We're just two black girls with Wi-Fi.
I know, right? Should have never gave us technology. We all over the world now. Look.
But because we love our listeners, we will certainly try to make this a good listening experience for you guys. You know, the 30 or 40 minutes that you spend with us, we appreciate it.
Yes.
And we want to do everything we can to give good advice, good fun, yeah, give you a good distraction, because a lot of you guys are listening to this at work.
Work, yes.
Sometimes you need a good distraction
to get that work done. But again, we welcome the feedback, positive or negative, because we're just trying to grow. So please help us grow, and we look forward to reading more reviews.
Yes. So tonight's episode is titled Sex as a Weapon or Reward?
In a relationship, yeah.
So, first,
yes,
I'm sorry. I got to talk about these award shows. We didn't like get into it though.
Okay.
I love Taraji Henson.
Uh-huh.
So much that I want to be her when I grow up.
You were her following? Well, you were Cookie.
I was Cookie.
Yes.
And Cookie deserved that award. Mm-hmm. And I realized that I'm already grown.
Okay. But you're,
there's still life for me yet.
There is. I mean, you're not fully grown until you die, right? I mean, we're always growing.
True. So, since I'm not an actress, mm-hmm, and I don't have a golden globe like Taraji, I'm totally doing the Taraji hair. I'm going to get
the bob
with the, like, kind of tussled beach, mm-hmm, wave. Mm-hmm. I just want to let you guys know that you're going to see that on Geek Goddess. Like, that's I'm doing that.
But you've had that. Yeah, just grow so fast.
And so, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so if you don't keep it cut. I cut it, and then 2 weeks later, I got a weave, and then you don't see it again, and then it looks completely different.
Yeah.
I'm doing it, and I'm committed to it.
You got to stick to it. Now, does that mean you going back to the creamy crack?
Possibly.
Oh.
I've been having some withdrawals.
Okay.
I have been. I had to reach out to my sponsor, my cousin. I was like, I'm feeling the perm. I'm feeling it. And she's like, no, don't do it. I'm like, I just want straight edges.
Then relax the edges.
Yeah. So I'll tell you a story about that. I'm not going to tell it right now because it kind of called somebody out. But, you know, to be kind of ambiguous about it, I saw somebody this past weekend, mm-hmm, who had natural hair, and I think she permed her hair. And then when I saw her this weekend, like, her hair looked like ate out at the top, and I was like, oh,
did she perm it herself?
No, I don't know.
Oh, goodness. Terrible.
But I couldn't say anything because it's like, I know what you did to your hair, and it doesn't look good. But, hey, girl. It's good to see you.
Oh.
So then I'm like, am I really just going to perm my edges, though? Yeah.
It'll probably last forever, though. Like, it will last probably a really long time.
Yeah, that's probably true. I don't know. If I could get some support from the boo, mm-hmm, on the perm.
He doesn't like the relaxer? Or?
No, I don't think he cares. He just realizes that I'm super flighty and I change my mind all the time. So he knows that I'm going to perm it. And then be like, why did you let me perm my hair?
Yes, yes, yes. Because I'm like sticking with the natural. I'll just have to get a weave. Oh, yes, it's coming soon.
No, but I can't weave the edges.
I guess I can.
That's another topic. Okay. So anyway, but if I had like a full weave and like the wig,
yeah, because
like
you never do a full weave.
I don't. If I had the full situation, look,
girl,
sex would never be a problem. I'm rolling around that bed. I'm like,
girl,
I would be like, not Beyonce, but Channing Tatum.
Yes.
In the lip sync battle.
Oh my goodness.
When he was doing Beyonce and the wig was like going. I was like, yes. Before she came out, I was like, did he get that wig from her personal collection?
Sure. Because it was on there, like, he grew that hair.
Wind blowing.
Yes.
Head popping.
That was so awesome that she came out.
Yes.
I love that. I love every minute.
It makes me like love celebrities and artists like I used to when I was a kid. But mm-hmm, you know, they're also like high sedating now.
Well, some of them. Because I'm sure she didn't get paid to do that appearance.
No, she's Beyonce. She probably did.
Yeah, you're right.
And you can tell how she left. It was like, oh no, I only agreed to be here for 36 seconds and you're at 37. I'm gone. I don't know.
Well, and I think it was just to, she didn't want to make it me. I take it as not wanting to make it about her. Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
It's, well, because if she would have stayed out there, then it's not so much about the lip sync. It's not about Channing, you know, dressed up in drag.
I guess.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to get back to the root of the actual show. It was not a Beyonce show.
Okay. I guess. Anyway, yeah. I say all that
she came to slay and she left.
If I had one of those wigs, I would never use sex as a weapon because I would just need a reason to let my hair shine.
Like, babe, you see me? You okay. See me though? You see me?
Maybe I would use sex as a weapon. I would be like, look at this. You wish you could get all of this tonight, but with you the body can't.
Oh my gosh.
Because I stay looking like this because I wake up like this because I got a Beyonce wig. Maybe that's it. So let's get into this topic. Sex as a weapon. Is it really? I think, how do you know when it's being used as a weapon?
Okay.
So if a woman says, no, I don't want to have sex. How do you know if it's, I don't want to have sex because I don't feel like it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have sex because I'm not into you. I don't want to mess my hair up.
Well, let's say this. Let's slow down. So I don't feel, I feel like when we're using sex as a weapon, one, we're in a relationship. So if I'm not feeling you, we shouldn't be in a relationship, right?
Well, but I could be feeling you today, but tomorrow I'm not feeling you. You get on my nerves.
Okay, but we have to be clear. And we know what we mean by that, but I don't want to misinterpret or mislead any of our listeners.
So I'm not feeling you.
I'm not, at this moment, I'm not feeling you. For whatever reason. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I guess this is my thing. With the whole sex is a weapon. I don't, if you ask a woman, I'm sure she would say no, right? Because they're not looking at it as using it as a weapon, but it kind of is.
Because women don't like to be the villains, though.
Well, I guess.
Right? So we are very difficult to take accountability for something.
Yes.
So one, we don't want to be the villains. We don't want to take accountability. So, of course, we're going to say, well, no, I'm not using it as a weapon.
Because I read a ton of... Like, I think it was something, like, you know how you go out to Google and you ask a question and it comes up on whatever website and everyone can go and post their comments. All these women were saying, oh, no, I've never do that. And I'm like, all these comments and no one's admitting to doing that.
Oh, no.
But ladies, this is the thing too. So as a weapon, no, I have a right to say I'm not in the mood or I don't feel well, whatever. But if every time something... If you're doing something I don't like and I fall back on, no, I'm not really feeling sex, you're using it as a weapon.
Because and likewise, you could be using it as a reward to say...
But it's the same, because the outcome is still to get what you want. So whether you want to put a spin on it where it's a positive spin or a negative spin, you're still using it to change someone's activity or... The way they're, whatever they're doing, if you want them to change what they're doing.
So let's back up. Yes. You're not in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You meet this fella.
Yes.
And you're kind of digging him.
Okay.
You know,
you're both feeling each other.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't the 90-day rule be misconstrued or be interpreted as sex as a weapon?
Yes. And honestly, it's not even the 90-day rule, but as soon as you're saying, I'm not going to have sex with you unless we're in a committed relationship, that's like an ultimatum. You're making, I want to be in a relationship with you, so, and I know you want sex, so you get what you want, I get what I want. So you're still using sex to control the situation.
But in that instance, wouldn't sex just be a benefit, though? So if I say, here are the standards of being with Geek Goddess. Mm-hmm. Geek Goddess has these rules and regulations, and here are the benefits of being with her.
Yeah.
Sex is a benefit of being with me if we are in a committed relationship. I am not absolutely saying I desire to be in a committed relationship with you. Mm-hmm. I am saying if we enter into a committed relationship,
It also comes down to the situation. So say we've been dating for 3 months and, you know, we're not teasing, but we're flirting in that way. And it gets to a point we're watching TV, Netflix and chilling or whatever. And he goes to try to.
What y'all watching? Narcos? Like, what are you watching?
I don't know.
I have to ask. So you're just going to get, like, caught up in a Netflix and chill and not even have, like, a movie prepared?
I don't Netflix and chill.
So if a dude asks you to come watch a movie, if he says come watch Narcos and you don't even realize that that's a Netflix special, now you're agreeing to a Netflix and chill and you didn't even know it.
Oh, well, I thought you meant what movie would I have playing.
Yeah.
Oh, I know Narcos is a season, so whole series, and that's
But what movie would you play, though, if you invited somebody over for Netflix and chill? What would be, like... What's the drop and draws movie in your collection?
I don't think it's about having a drop and draws movie. It's really about having a movie that neither one of y'all want to see. So that you're not focused. Because me, I'll be all into my movies. So it's play something that, you know, I have no interest in. So I'm not focused on the movie.
Focused on you. You know what's a good Netflix and chill movie for me? What? It's like anything Kung Fu.
I'll
do anything I can not watch Kung Fu movies.
So not watch. See? But that's what I'm saying. So you figure out what she doesn't like and she come over. Oh, look what I, you know. Anyway, we digress.
I'm chilling, I'm asleep. Like, those are your two options.
Back to the scene. So we Netflix and chilling, but then, and he tries to make his move because you've kind of put it out there that you're interested in him in that way too. And you're like, oh, but we're not in a relationship, so we can't have sex. To me, that's using sex as a weapon. But
why
hold
can't
on.
It just be a standard?
But hold on. This is what I was going to tell you the difference is. Upon us meeting and we talk about our standards and expectations in a relationship, and if I say it then, I don't feel like you're using it to get what you want because you don't even know if you want it from this person, like you said. But once we get past that and either we haven't had that conversation, not to say you can't have it at any point, but if you're in that type of situation... Where, oh, we've been dating for 3 or 4 months and now, you know, we heavy petting and you want to pump the brakes because you want to be in a relationship with me. I feel like that's using sex as a weapon.
I would totally do that.
I would not do
that. I would
totally do that. Why? No,
I don't know. Here's the thing. If this is my weapon, then I shall use it however I see fit. If this is the only thing I have as the weapon.
You're right.
Right? If this has brought down nations, then yes, I will. That's like saying, well, you know.
Oh, speaking of, we need to see Chirac because that's kind of the premise of that movie.
Exactly. I will use my weapon, especially knowing that the weapon works. That's ridiculous. That's like Katniss Everdeen not using her bow and arrow. It doesn't make sense.
But... what I feel like in a mature relationship,
immature right here.
That's all she is. What I'm saying though is, how is the other person supposed to react to that?
I don't know.
And you don't care.
So,
because all you're focused on is getting what you want.
Most of the time. I'm going to say about 87% of the time.
But, so sex, like, my whole thing is, why sex? Is that all? So as a woman, that's all we feel like we have power over in a relationship?
Do I feel like that's all I have power over? No. I think your power lies in whatever the other person's weakness is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so if you are with a man and you know that your man desires sex, then... yeah, maybe that is your power. If you're with a man who can't cook and he don't like to eat out and you know you can cook, then maybe, cooking for him is your power.
So let me ask you this. Why do we feel like we need to control people in relationships? Because that's what it comes down to. Controlling to get what you want. What if that person, you don't want to give this person sex, but you absolutely want what you want from them. What if they absolutely don't want to give it to you? Do you know what I mean? Why do we have to control each other in relationships?
I don't know. I would never look at myself as controlling. I do like to get my own way, though. And I think those two things are different. I do. I think they're different. I do. I do like to get my own way. I don't have to be controlling. But I feel like I have to have bargaining power.
Well, but why can't that come through conversation? Why does it have to be some action? Let me ask you this. So is a man wrong? If we're using sex, if that's where we're strong, our strong suit as the breadwinner, is he wrong by saying, well, I'm not going to give you your allowance this month or, you know, whatever that breakdown is.
That's his weapon.
So, but are you okay with that? And
when you're, love is war, right? Love is war. Put your armor on and use your weapons as you see fit.
So on the, he's on like, the flip side of
oh,
that.
You thought you was going to get that new pair of boots, didn't you? No, you're not.
Oh, geez.
Get somewhere and sit down and wear the boots you had last year. And now I got to be like, bae. You know I didn't really mean that when I said
ain't no sex for you, bae, until I get them boots.
Bae. I didn't really mean to hang out with Hey Cutie Tattoo.
Look, yes, you did.
I did, but you know what I mean? I think that's just like what it is. So, again, like I'm a super touchy feely kind of person. So, if the boo's like, don't touch me, if that's his weapon, if that's what he uses, it catches my attention because I want to be able to like put my hand on him.
Yeah.
I want to like just mess with him and tickle him and, you know, poke him and stuff. And that's what I want to do. And if he's like, oh my God, I'm not even going to sit next to you because I'm upset with you right now because you did this, this, and this, where you weren't thinking about what I wanted in that moment.
But then is it a matter of, so I guess my point is, at where do we stop and have the actual conversation so we can work through the problem without going to these weapons?
Oh, I don't know. I think you have to, like, you have to get comfortable with having that conversation. I mean, right. I think that's something I know. So we've kind of had these talks where it's like, why aren't you talking to me? You should be talking to me. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't be mad at me for 3 days. And then it's like, but why not? I'm entitled to work through my feelings and my emotions.
But however, how do you work through them on your own when those feelings or emotions were either triggered by someone else?
So it's like, have you ever said something to someone when you were upset that you wish you could take back and you knew you were just saying it because you were mad and you were really trying to like get under their skin because you're so angry and you want them to feel the same way that you feel?
So my words are like bullets. So I'm very mindful of that now as an adult, where I wasn't as a child. Now I'm very, so I won't.
So sometimes you have to take the time to just like de-escalate the situation. Mm-hmm. Like I could be at like level 12 because I asked you to like do this particular thing and you just did not do it.
In your time frame?
About it,
is it in your time frame or just period?
It could just be period.
Okay.
And then maybe he forgot.
Okay.
And then you're looking at me like, what?
Right.
That was important. You really want me to do that? And it's like, yes, it was important. Like, yes. And so it's level 12 in my mind. It could be level 3 in his mind.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I could be harboring that anger, but there's no point in me talking about it right now.
Because
right now I'm at 12 and he's at 3. And being at 3 is going to make me more upset because you're not even taking me seriously. Because you don't understand why I'm so upset about something simple. Like, why didn't you take the trash out? You know what I mean?
But is it? Because to me, I feel like something like that is stemming from somewhere else. Do you know, we almost let things build up instead of, he didn't take the trash out. Listen, you left the trash in the house, got the house stinking, you know I work from home. I don't want to smell that all day. Please take the trash out.
And that could be it, right? Mm-hmm. But until my mind is clear, I can't work through all of
that. But no, so what I'm saying though, is it really just the trash or has it been a couple things he's done and now that was just the tipping point?
It could be a few things, but my mind won't let me even think past
to what it was
right then in that moment. And I'm such a, you know, I'm an arguer. Like I do that. I'm a debater. I want to win. I will win my point and my argument by any means necessary. I will pull in facts and evidence and I will bring up stories and I'll make you believe that something happened even if it didn't and give you like examples that aren't even applicable. And I do that really good when I'm mad.
Mm-hmm.
And I will just talk circles around you to the point where you don't even know if what I'm saying is true or not.
Probably.
Like, oh, yeah, I remember when you did that. And because you don't remember, you're like, well, did I really do that? Yes, because you were standing here and you were wearing that and you said this. And I'm just like making up stuff, right?
So you're lying.
Yeah, absolutely. No. By any means necessary, I will win. Okay, by any means necessary. But so that's why it's like I shouldn't engage in an argument when I'm upset.
Okay.
Versus just sitting back, kind of taking some time, but maybe I'm not talking to you in this time because I just can't engage with you right now. And I just can't be around you. And I just can't feel your touch because I'm losing my train of thought. And that's what's going to help me calm down and think clearly and say, is it really the trash or is it because I asked him to do this other thing over here and he didn't do it and that made me feel like he didn't care? Or it's, you know, he didn't remember this particular moment that I thought he was going to remember. And it's just now it feels like he doesn't remember anything. So I can't engage with you while I'm trying to do that, though, because what happens is if I'm upset and let's say we do engage in sex, now I've forgotten.
You don't want to forget. You just can't forget.
Because then the problem never gets resolved. I feel like it gets pushed under the rug because emotionally and physically I'm connected to him and because I love him.
But maybe it will bring you out of that anger and you can actually have a conversation about it. You're going to forget. Well, maybe that's, I don't forget. So I could be mad. We could have sex. It could be awesome. But then I'm like, yo, babe, you know you left that damn garbage downstairs, right?
Yeah, but see, I don't want to do that stuff. So I think for me, like the sexual intimacy puts me into this lust kind of realm. Like, oh, my God, you're just like.
Awesome.
Yeah. My black king. And like, I don't. What? You can put the garbage out, babe. I'll put the garbage out.
Well, damn.
Garbage? Hire somebody to take the garbage out. I don't care about the garbage. Do you care about the garbage out? I don't care.
Is that you just want, you want to stay in your angry space until you come out of it, basically. So I read The Mastery of Love. You read that too, right? And in that book, it says your happiness shouldn't be. Well, I don't even know if I shouldn't. I'm not quoting. This is not a quote. I could pull it up and pull the quote. But it's basically saying when someone, don't let someone impact your happiness.
Yeah.
So you have to let that person, you know, when they're out of that moment of whatever. Yeah, they'll come back. You like, I'm be over here while you have that attitude. Come rejoin the group when you feeling better. So is it the same? I guess it could be the same way about sex. But I guess my issue is the whole, every time we have an argument, you're going to use sex. Because men do it too. Let's not get it twisted.
They absolutely do. Especially when they know it's good. I don't know. You know, I wonder if a man who knows he has bad sex. Well, I don't think a man ever knows he has bad sex. It's like they, you know, you could poll 10 guys and they're all going to say they have extra long penises.
And we did that in group me. Yes.
Them dudes. It's like, seriously, like, you know, statistics just show that one of y'all lying. I don't know which
at least one of y'all, right? Yes.
But if the average height of a man is like 5'9", and you ask 10 guys how tall they are, and they all say they're over 6 foot, like, you're lying. Like, somebody has to be lying. Like, it's like, that's just how math works. But because you, you know, you see, you ask men about like their performance and because you can't test it out, it's like.
You can, but we won't. I'll pass. So I'll take references.
No desire to do that.
Right. Like, we'll take references, but I'm not going to.
Yeah. So then it's like. But
then that's also subjective.
One and all are lying.
But that's the thing. Just because it's good to her does not mean it's going to be good to me. So it's all subjective.
Some men just have bad sex, period. I don't
care. Some just have small penises. So. And that's another.
But do you think
topic.
Those guys will use sex as a weapon?
Can they?
That's the question.
I mean, not with me, you can't. Dude, I don't want to sleep with you.
So if you met a guy and you're crazy about him because you guys take the time to get to know each other.
Yeah.
And he's it. He's like the it, right? And then you have sex with him after you guys are in this committed relationship and it is just not good, right? But you still say, I'm going to endure through this and I'm a long suffer with
him.
Right? Yeah, because you would be suffering, right? But then if he has the nerve to say, like, if you try and come on to him, you know, maybe just want something, right? And then he says no, would you be like, are you serious?
Like, nigga.
You should be happy. Like, aren't you going to do that? Like, are you going to do that? Are you going to be like,
have I been drinking?
Yes, because that's why you want it, because you've been drinking, right? Oh,
that might get ugly real quick.
You gonna turn me down? You should be happy. You got me. Who else you gonna get, bruh? Who else?
Oh, wait. No. Wait. There was a post. I wish I could think of who posted this thing on Instagram. But they was talking about the small penises. Okay, aww. We still digress. But no, if you have a small penis and your sex game is whack, you cannot use sex as a weapon. Women,
You're talking to no one. Okay? None of them are listening right now. They all feel like, oh, no, I don't have a small penis. She's not talking to me.
Oh, dude. If she had sex with you one time and it wasn't a one-night stand... Your sex is questionable.
they don't believe that. None of them do. And we know from evidence that none of them do. I just think if you're married, yes. And I'm not married.
Neither am I.
But if you're married, there just has to come a point, and especially if you're talking about these lifelong marriages. So you're going to be married 30, 40, 50 years, which is a really long time. I know for a fact, if I am married for 10 or 20 years, I'm not going to have sex with you if I don't feel like it. And if I don't even feel like looking at you at this moment, and I don't even feel like you, I don't know, folded your clothes up the way I thought you should fold them. And maybe you hopped out of bed this morning and didn't make the bed up, you know, or maybe you saw me clean up the kitchen and left this pot in the sink. I'm not having sex with you. And that's just what it is. And I reserve the right to do that because it is my body.
So, let me ask you this. Is there like this one thing the boo can do that would quickly snap you out of that train of thought? Because I could be...
You know,
hot like fire up in here. And, you know,
so it's probably not even sex related, though.
Okay.
So me
but it could change
have,
your mood.
Yeah, me and the boo have really good chemistry, and we typically, we have a really good time together, right? Because we have this kind of, like, funny banter. And he's not an overly, like, funny person. He's not, like, a comedian or anything. He's, like, very dry humor. But if he says something that, like, makes me laugh, yeah, it does kind of
right. Smile.
Or, like, if he makes fun at me being upset.
Well,
like, in a funny way, though.
If you can make me laugh, I could be, like, hot like fire, like I said, red hot, like blue hot, honestly. If you can make me laugh, I'm over it. Because honestly, and not to say I don't have a right to be mad at it, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like it ain't that deep.
Right.
We can talk about it. But.
Right.
And that's probably the one thing. Like, if you can just kind of change my mood in that moment and say something to me, or even if it's like an inside joke or whatever.
Right.
That normally works. I hate that it works.
But that's the thing. So, fellas, if you have this woman that's using sex as a weapon, you need to figure out, one, how do you... Even before it gets to that point where you're in the bedroom, how do you change up that mood before you step foot into the bedroom?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Try to work it out. Try to fix the situation before you're in the bedroom and she's on the side of the bed, on the edge, about to fall out the bed because she don't want you to touch her. You know what I'm saying?
If her foot touches your foot and she's like...
Right. Like, if you don't...
You guys have bigger problems.
Right.
First of all. But, too, I think it's just like, once you recognize what your weapon is, and because most women feel like men always want to have sex, right?
Yeah.
And because we feel like that, that puts us into these two different kind of mindsets. The first one is, I know he always wants to have sex, so I'm going to withhold sex from him because I'm punishing him. But two, let me ask him for sex and he doesn't want to have sex. Something is wrong.
Well, yes. And then, of course, the woman's mind goes a million different places. Because who are you having sex with if you don't want to have sex with me?
I mean, this man could be tired. But in our mind, we don't feel like they ever get tired. We feel like they always
look at
want
not
to.
From sex. No,
yeah, but I think they
you got a good
though.
15. Get this quickie off of me real quick, then. No,
I don't know. I don't think they're as much as robots as we think they are, though.
I'm sure they're not, but you know.
But they should be, though. And right. God, I mean, if you're not a robot, like, isn't like some vitamins you can take or something?
Or some Viagra you can take or something? Some herbal supplement?
Mm-mm. No. Don't take no Viagra.
Because you don't want to be dealing with that all night. I just wanted to quit that thing.
I said I wanted it. It was like 5 minutes. Brother's still up. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I got to go to work. You kids got to go to school.
Go to the hospital.
You
get that shot.
Your ass to sleep. Thing one and thing two need to go to bed.
Right.
Okay, roll over. Point that thing in another direction. Because that's not what I didn't ask for that.
Oh, God.
No. No, I would never. I would never.
I would not intentionally use sex as a weapon. Especially not with the man that is putting it down. How do you... I mean, I'm not... I mean, we both benefit from this interaction.
Judy, if you're mad... You're mad. This is what I'm saying. Take sex out of it, right? Think of it as like, what if you're not working and you meet this guy and I don't know, you guys hit it off and you get married and he's like a uber multimillionaire, right?
Okay.
I don't know. He makes money doing whatever.
Yeah.
But you don't make any money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And you're upset with him. But you already got the house and the cars and the kids and you live in the life and the bank accounts and stuff.
I'm going on vacation.
And he tries to throw some money at you. You're not going to be like, I mean, it's money. Yeah. What?
Right.
No, you're going to be like, nigga, I don't want your money. I don't want to look at you. I don't care about this house. I don't care about this neighborhood. I don't care about vacation. Because you're upset. Like,
but then
everything goes out the window.
But
you don't care how
sex?
Good it is.
Why? But again, so are we looking at everything as a weapon or just sex?
You use whatever weapon
and I guess
you feel
she
like
has
is going to work. Yeah. That's
so,
just me, though. I'm going to use my weapon.
So while women are out here using this weapon against their man, and their man decides, okay, you don't want to have sex with me? I'm going to go somewhere else and have sex?
Okay.
Then
now.
What?
So I can use my weapon, and then the consequence of that is that my man loses his desire to have sex with me.
Yeah.
He steps outside of the home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the consequence that I have to deal with, right?
Right.
He steps out of the home. What's his consequence? His consequence is...
Not having a home to come back to?
You ain't got no home. I'm going to take you for everything you got. Your children will be calling somebody else daddy.
Oh,
I used to hear Russell Wilson.
Oh, gosh.
Please don't... I don't want to get started on that again,
please,
but I will.
No.
Okay?
No.
Now your baby is calling somebody else daddy because you couldn't keep it in your pants. And it's just a domino effect.
But, okay... But again, are we taking ownership on how this whole snowball
Never.
Started? But
do I look like I'm about to take ownership for something?
Okay, not you personally, but should women? I mean, because we have every action has a reaction, right?
It does. However, if
and I'm not talking with ladies.
All
so
I'm
let me
saying
be clear.
It's not a pass, right? It's not a pass for men to cheat.
No,
if Bank of America. You know, messes up my account. Does that give me a pass to go shoot up the bank? Does it give me a pass to go in there?
How much money we talking? Look at how much money we talking
about.
Yeah, like,
they're gonna take my ass in jail. That's just what it is,
right? Because
there's
every action has a consequence.
So what I'm saying is, because the action happens, you do not get a free for all pass on how you handle it.
Well, let me ask you this: so if it's gone on, and so I want to be clear, I'm not talking about again. That I'm not feeling it tonight, whatever. But if this has been going on for months, like how long do you look? I wish a
At
Negro
point,
would hold whatever. Out on sex with me longer than 24 minutes. Look at
Lord Jesus, 24 minutes.
Yes, sir.
I think if it's months, right? Because
yes.
I think the average. What's the average amount of sex that married couples have? It's like
oh,
once
gosh.
A week or something, once or twice a week.
You make marriage sound so exciting.
I think it's once or twice a week.
That's disgusting.
I'm sure of it.
You have time. Look.
I'm sleepy. You sleepy. Look,
we got it. We have to shower. Let's shower together. I mean, there are ways to fit things in.
Let me tell you something about joint showers as a couple.
What?
It's really fun in the beginning.
Oh,
but after a while, it's just utility. It's just like, bruh, you're in the water.
God.
See, I got this stuff on my face. And I can't see.
You are an old married woman.
I don't know how he deals with me.
He love you, though.
I don't.
He sure do.
You're in the way. Out of the way.
That's why you need the shower head with the detachable.
Yeah. As soon as I get my life and my money together, I'll get one. I'll get a huge shower where I don't care if he's in the shower or not.
Because I have one put in my guest bathroom.
Well, I rent, so.
You can do it. Yes, you can. You can. It's just unscrew it. Screw it back when you leave. I did it in my.
But then I'm cold. So what happens if he's using the detachable part? Because he also has to clean his stuff off, and I'm just standing there.
No. So it's the, you know how you have the shower head?
It's like a double?
Yeah. It's a double one. I'm sorry.
And the water comes out both sides?
Both. Yeah.
Well, look at you teaching me something. Girl. That actually might save my relationship.
I might have to hook y'all up. Let me know. I got my plumber's tape and everything.
Because I'd be like, you're in the water.
Yeah, because you don't want to be in the back all cold. I feel you.
Super cold. Do you know I'm skinny and like be like shivering back then? Like a little wet puppy. Like, how long is it gonna take you to rinse off?
We have not been this far off a topic in weeks. Months.
So anyway, the answer to the question is the average time. So average couples have sex. Yeah, they don't give me an average. It says either once a week to once a month.
So once a week, that means 40 times a year. Because what? 42 weeks in a year. Or how many times a month?
26% of couples are hitting a once a week mark.
Oh my goodness. So that's only 40 something times a year?
Yep.
I guess.
And it has something to do with age, though.
Okay.
Because older participants are having sex about 2 to 3 times a month, while younger participants said they were having sex about once a week.
Oh. So once a week, so that's 4 times a month compared to when you're older, it's only twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to stay forever young and maybe single.
But what happens if, you know, your schedules aren't aligning or whatever, and then when you do get the time, you're upset, though. I just don't. So I'm going to go to this, like.
Upset about what? Y'all better get your relationship together.
I'm mad, son. I'm like, what's it? The boo told me about the mad rapper.
The mad rapper. Tell him why you mad.
Tell him why you mad. I'm mad. I don't know. He let me listen to this old skit. I was like, who is this dude?
It's old school.
Yeah, random. Dude, anyway, so I was reading this blog on Black and Married with Kids. Mm-hmm. And, of course, some of the posters commented about some scripture.
Oh, Lord. The scripture.
Some scripture in their Bible that says, you know, the wife's body does not belong to her alone, but it also belongs to her husband. Yeah, so my body is more than my vagina.
Right.
Okay, that's number one. Mm-hmm. So my body is also my brain and my feelings and my soul and my spirit and my emotion. And no, it does not belong to me alone. It will also belong to my husband, which means he should handle it with care.
Right.
If I am upset, that is a part of my body.
Then you should want to understand why I'm upset and try to fix it instead of just jumping.
So it doesn't mean that I should just have to lay down with you because we are married. Just because you technically own a part of my body, you own all of me. So get me right at the head and the heart.
And the tail will follow.
The tail will follow.
Oh, gosh.
You better believe it will follow. It will swing all around the chandelier.
Please. I have to tell you every couple episodes, stay off the chandelier.
It goes down in the... I don't know. I ain't got no chandelier in my room. I wish I did, though. It'd probably be broken.
No, I'm not going to get off course with you. I'm not even going to allow it.
Though.
Right. I was like,
swing
I couldn't.
Right at ceiling fan.
Put it on high. It'll last me flinging. Yeah. And that was what I was going to say. I was like, I can't live without my ceiling fan to have a chandelier. So
Look, make it work. Mm-mm. Make it work. Sex as a weapon or as a reward. It happens.
Yeah. And the whole reward part, because I don't think we talked about it, is like, what? If he does something good, it's almost like,
you know what? Animal. There's a good example of this. So I was watching Vincent Tamar, and there was an episode where their best friends, April, and I think the husband's name is LaShawn.
Okay.
But I could totally be making that up. But I know their last name is Daniels. And this is, okay, there's a couple that's always on the show, and they're so freaking cute. And I just love the four of them together.
Mm-hmm.
But April had this event, and Tamar came. Like, she had a super crazy schedule. This is before she got sick.
Okay.
And so the husband, I think his name is LaShawn, he was saying, you know, we just thank you so much. He was talking to Tamar and Vince, yeah, for really making a time to come to this event because it was a really big deal to her. Mm-hmm. And we just love you guys as friends or whatever. And then he was just kind of talking about his wife in this just loving way. Okay. Like, you could just see the love, but he's, yeah, very like pastorish. So he, okay, always kind of goes into these soliloquies about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then Vince said, oh, you must be trying to get some tonight or something. Because he was just, mm-hmm, you know, doting on his wife. Right. And then his wife turned over and said, he got some this morning, actually. And I was like, ooh.
Right.
Ooh.
Yes.
But it just made me think that there is this misnomer that if you do something good, you get a reward. Right. As if men are pets.
Right.
And we're giving them a treat.
And that's, I mean, it's... But like we said, so you can be using it if you do something good. Oh, I can't wait to get you home.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you do something bad, nope, beat it. Don't even come on my side of the bed.
But if you're using it as a treat, then wouldn't that say that he's the only one that benefits from it?
Right. And that's why, I mean, even as a weapon, he's not the only one benefiting unless he is not getting you there. And then we have a whole other issue.
And we're not going down that road because we're not sex therapists. Okay? But there, girl, are some out there, and look them up.
But yeah, you're right. So it's almost like, it's like, you know, you're working from both sides of the coin.
There was a challenge on the Oprah show a long time ago. These couples, they had to like have sex every day.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to like improve their marriage or whatever. Yeah. And I think they said it did.
Yes. Cause that, like you said, it's the intimacy. I think we get so wrapped up in work and our schedules that you lose that connection with the person,
yeah,
because you're having sex once a week.
Yeah.
You won't be mad. You walk around here sexually frustrated.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what, yeah, I'm saying? You mad cause of garbage in the house?
Yeah.
Because you know what? He ain't laid it down right. Or you didn't let him.
Right. And maybe it's more than sex, though. Maybe it's, yes, more than the actual physical act of intercourse.
It's the
maybe
intimacy. It's the intimacy. The
maybe
cuddling.
Maybe you guys
need
to hug each other.
Yes.
And kiss. And, yep, tell each other that you love one another.
Yeah.
And
show each other.
Show. Do you watch a Newlywed show?
Like, no.
It's called a Newlywed show. I watched the Newlyweds. I think it's called The Newlyweds. It comes on Bravo.
Okay, I think I've seen the commercial because I'm like,
it
sounds
good. Get up on my TV.
Listen,
watching. You know I watch a lot.
You come in here and that TV don't ever be on. It's for show.
Well,
I don't even know if I got cable no more.
I watch a lot of shows, but I realize I mostly watch relationship shows.
You do.
It's crazy. But I just noticed, like on the Newlyweds, I'm looking at these different couples and it's like, oh my God, they say I love you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And is that because they're on TV? Is that because they're newlyweds? Were they doing that when they were just a couple?
Right.
When was the last time I told the boo I love him? I feel like I look at him and be like, peace out. Like,
but
make it a good day. Be great.
Also, it's almost like, I don't want you to use it so much to where it doesn't still hold that value when you say it.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I don't want you to say it like, oh, hi, I love you. No, when you're saying, I guess if I believe you mean it, it shouldn't matter how many times you say it, but I don't want to take it for granted either, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, I think we're just not like...
You and I?
No, me and Boo.
I'm saying you and I as women, though. I don't think we're that... Like, you're touchy-feely in a touchy-feely kind of way,
like,
and so
actual,
am I.
Physical,
yes, I want to be up under, yeah, you. I want to be cuddled. But, yeah, the words, like...
I love you.
Yeah.
I love you too.
I love to hear it, but I don't need to hear it like, I don't know.
Every time we get off the phone. Would you say I love you every time you get off the phone with your partner?
I say it to my mom every time I get off the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, we're long distance. And so, but, yeah, I mean, honestly, I say it to my brother. So, I'm not in a relationship.
Do you really?
I do.
I should probably tell my brother and sister.
Let me tell you.
I never tell them that, but they know.
But let me tell you, that changed for me. Like, I didn't always do that. And I can't, it changed, like, gosh, I think it's been in the last 10 years that that's changed. And something happened that made me change that. Because I guess it's, you know, that could be the last time you speak to that person.
Yeah.
So for my family, I say it, you know.
Yeah. That's so, you know, I really need to get into that mindset. So like me and my brother and my sister, we're not like super touchy feeling. We don't like hug and stuff. But, you know, everybody knows us knows. Like,
yeah.
Those are my two.
Right.
Like, we talk every day.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what? If my sister got beef with you, I got beef with you.
Forever.
Like, I don't even care what it's about. Like,
you stepped on
what?
A new
my sister. I will fight you.
We are so random.
Super. But I probably need to, like, make it a point to, like.
So, and I say that. So, yes, but again, I speak to them probably not every day. So, if I'm living with a man and I see him every day, yeah, you can say it to me every day, but every time we talk, or I don't want to feel like you're overusing it. I don't want it to lose its value. Or I don't want it to become routine. I want you to still say it because you truly mean it, I guess.
Yeah, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But the routine could be good, though.
It's fine. I mean, but again, I think it's all in how you say it. Don't say it like, oh, hey, what's up? Oh, hey, yeah, I love you. I think it all still comes behind how you say it. And
I think every time I tell the boon that I love him, I'm normally saying it in a very facetious way. Like, I mean, because who knows? Like, our conversations go like so off. You know, like we could be Yeah, you know.
Right before we started recording. Oh, I
you
saw.
You know, we just. I don't know why God put us together. But we might be the most random couple.
What was the verse? The Bible verse?
Like we're unequally yoked.
No.
No.
The one where you are sanctified.
Oh, yeah. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife. And the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. So I am attempting to get my sanctification through the booth. Because he is my last hope.
Oh, Lord.
You know, because it's like, I don't necessarily believe what y'all believe. But if it is true, I linked up with someone who was good.
So I'm saying.
Like, that's what I'm banking on. Like, what? Do you see who I'm with?
Jay.
I'm using the Taylor name. Like, that's my face card.
Right.
What? I'm with him.
So.
Jesus, he's one of yours. Can he?
And he's unsanctified through him. Thank you.
I'm on his list.
I'm his plus one.
And many goddesses, too. We're all like a family.
So, sex as a weapon. My take is don't let it get to that point. Have the conversations, open up those lines of communication, because I don't think we communicate well in, you know, 2016.
My take is use your weapon, use it properly. Use it sparingly.
But, right. I was going to say, I mean, you can't use it every time you get a damn hangnail, though.
True.
Seriously.
So, but if it is your weapon, use it properly, use it sparingly, and use it to your benefit.
Wait, and make sure that weapon is fully loaded, because if it's whack, you don't want it, no way.
And it's a weapon. All right? It's a BB gun. It's not a real gun. Okay? So, understand your weapon.
Yes.
Ensure that it is a weapon.
And use it wisely.
Use it wisely.
Gosh.
Use it sparingly. I just don't want to set unrealistic expectations. You know, I don't know. I know everybody's like, no, don't do this. Don't do this. Always love. Always talk. Don't ever go to bed mad. Always hug every day. Child, please. Please. I'm going to go to bed angry. I'm going to be so angry. I don't even want you to get half this cover right now.
You going to be cold.
Okay.
No sheets for you tonight.
Get your head off my pillow.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. And I'm getting up before you in the morning just so I can cut all the lights on.
And like and rip the blanket back so it's cold.
Right?
Oh, I hate that.
And I'm like bouncing in the bed all night long just to wake you up out of your sleep. Yes. And that's just the reality.
I wish y'all could see my face.
And I hope you, hey cutie, have a perfect, just good there communicative relationship.
But no relationship but is perfect. But I just, for me, I absolutely believe I can use sex as a weapon.
But
I don't want to have to use that weapon.
I don't want to have to do a lot of things. I don't have to go to work. But because I do.
Deal with you. Okay?
Because I have to go to work.
Yes.
I'm going to be the best worker I can be. So I don't want to have to use sex as a weapon. But if I must it.
Geek Goddess is coming with weapon fully loaded, cocked, one in the chamber. Ow.
Play with me if you want to.
Test me.
Test me. Which the boo does all the time. And he always wins.
Your weapons are whack. No, we're kidding. His weapons are just stronger. That's all.
That's what you really want. You really just want to find a partner where just you think you're strong, and then you get with them, and it's like, man, my tactics ain't working.
Right. Awesome.
Yeah, as long as you
know, it does. You got to keep it fresh. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, that wraps it up for tonight. I would love to hear from the listeners about this topic because, yes, according to Hey Cutie, no women but me feel like we're using sex as a weapon.
Yeah.
But I feel like you ladies are, so I want to hear about it.
And again, like I said, if you find yourself, we may say, no, we don't use it as a weapon, but if you're not having sex because you're upset or you didn't get your way, you are using it as a weapon. So
yes,
please give us your feedback. Let us know. And so I got this topic from a gentleman. We were having a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him about the podcast. He was like, oh, yeah. So here's a topic. So this actually came from a fella.
So it is happening.
There's a woman somewhere where it's happening. So, ladies, men too. Like I said, it's not just the ladies. So please give us your feedback. Let us know what's going on out there in your situations.
Awesome. Yes. Okay. Well, until the next time, hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or at drinktowermarried.com. Send your questions and your comments to drinktowermarried@gmail.com.
And remember, I'd personally rather be, I'd rather be single than sober.
I'd rather be powerful than sober.
Gosh, don't be taken away from my slogan.
Oh, sorry. Well, till the next time. Cheers.
Cheers.